We'll get to Joe Hughley, and for the first time since the Christmas and New Year holiday, how are the holidays for you, sir?
And Jack, they were absolutely fantastic. Had family home, and you know, weather was relatively good. Nice to have all the grandkids around. So, yeah, it was a blessed New Year's and Christmas season at the Hughley household.
Fantastic to hear. And were you kind of out and about this weekend during the snow, or were you staying put?
Well, unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately, I got to go to the Winter Nationals Wrestling Tournament down in Omaha. I watched my grandson wrestle.
Nice.
He did a great job. He was sick the whole tournament.
Oh, shoot.
But he got his matches in, medaled, did well, came back. Went to urgent care. They said, nope, you're out of service for a while. You got walking pneumonia, and he'll go to bed.
Rats.
So, anyway, proud of him. And proud of the whole, all the wrestlers. But we have a 308 Wrestling Academy here that a lot of coaches I know. When I start trying to name names, I'll forget people and I'll feel bad. But one person I do want to mention is a young wrestler that wrestled his first match in the 35-pound weight class.
35 pounds.
Youngest son, Wason Wasserberger, his older brother, his big brother, who I think is like in maybe first or second grade, Weston wrestled. And so that was fun to watch. And went up, and I saw him coming back with his little trophy and stuff. And, you know, what a fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
I think his daddy, I think, was a pretty fair wrestler out in Wyoming. So it didn't fall far from the tree in that family.
No, totally not. And any trouble getting back here to North Platte or not so much?
Well, you know what? It was a little slow times. A lot of trucks and cars in the ditch. And
was that?
You know, it's a terrible thing to say, but I drove a reasonable speed with the rest of the traffic.
Yeah.
There was no trouble at all. But every once in a while, when you see somebody going by you 75, 80 miles an hour, you just know that it's a matter of time. So in about 4 or 5 miles up the road, you'd see flashers and you'd see that car in a ditch or that truck.
Yeah.
And so if people would learn to drive, I think it would make a lot of difference too.
Yeah. And was that, did you see those trucks and different, you know, SUVs and cars in the ditch? Was that in between Kearney, North Platte? I've heard that was kind of the hot spot, the Elm Creek, Overton area.
It was
area.
Everywhere, but I think a majority of them was between Kearney and North Platte, and a lot around that, you know, Cozad, Lexington, Gothenburg area. But again, you know, I don't know this. It's probably an assumption, but there's probably a lot of drivers driving semis that have not driven on ice before. Maybe we have a lot of people from other nations driving right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they may have never seen ice, so it might be a new thing for them. And drive the weather conditions. And, you know, I think for most of us out here that grew up in snow and ice, we know that. So, but yeah, we made it home safe. Thank God it was 2-3 hours longer than we planned ordinarily, but that's okay. We made it.
It's better. I was with Rick Windham yesterday, and we just said better to arrive to your destination a little bit later than not show up at all.
That's right. Better to arrive.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So first meeting of 2025
in
the books. Give us your thoughts.
Well, you know, it was a relatively short meeting. It was a fun meeting, and we got to recognize some people, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But, there was, you know, most of it was our standard business. We did meet as a Board of Equalization on some tax issues. I think there were maybe a total of 5 or 6 properties that came over from the assessor's office that the board addressed. But I think my favorite part of the meeting was I got to recognize some people for their years of service with the county. You know, the county's blessed of having not only, in my opinion, great elected officials, but fantastic employees. Longtime employees, they're dedicated, and I don't think sometimes they get enough recognition. So well, I'm going to take just a second, if I can, and recognize just a few of those. I know the ones that got a 5-year certificate was Joyce Gibbs, Sarah Vieira, right? No, it was Sasha, and actually I feel bad because Sasha...
And Lori Luft, it looks like, too.
Yeah, and Sasha got a... was missing her certificate, so we had to sign one and get it to her a little late. Lori Luft was one of them, I think, that for 5 years. Marissa Garcia, Brenda Diaz, Andy Gay, I think, got a 10-year certificate. Mm-hmm. Andrew is in the building and grounds department. Joanna Lemoyne had a 10-year certificate. She's over in an emergency management there with Brandon. Dave Gartrell and Bruce Boggs, both with the roads department, were 15-year certificate to recognition people. Henry Vogt, 20 years. Henry's been in the assessor's office and doing a tremendous job. He goes out every year and works on valuations on properties. And so it was nice to recognize him. Shannon Hudson, 25 years. And also Wayne Connell from, or Connell from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. Pat Collins got a 25-year award. And I don't see it on there, but I know Captain Dan Newton was 30 years recognized. It used to be we call him Lieutenant Dan up until this year. And last year, I guess, he got a promotion to captain. And so, yeah, Captain Newton. And so great employees. I want to thank them for their years of service and really dedication to what they do.
And when you see lists like that, it makes you realize how many people are needed to make, you know, to run a county, to, you know, all the different departments, all the different aspects of, you know, making sure this county's exactly where it needs to be. And, you know, you can't take away any of those people or else it wouldn't work.
You know, you take some of our larger departments, the law enforcement, the sheriff's department, as well as the jail staff, our roads, to mention a few, but, you know, we have, I think, over 200 employees, and it does take
a lot.
Yeah. There's probably a dozen different departments and do a good job. You know, Lincoln County is not a small county. It's over 25,000 square miles, so a lot of services required. Yeah. The other thing that I got to mention was I spoke with Casey Baylitz, the director of the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. I called him and I got a call back from him on Friday as I was going to Omaha. And we did receive the state's blessing on the Greenbrier building and that property. It's been a long time coming, actually getting the transfer back into the county name. So that happened. That will allow us to move on, I think, and do some things along with the Inland Port Authority that we've kind of been waiting on. And speaking of the Inland Port Authority, I also attended their meeting. They had a brief meeting for their reorganizational meeting at 2 at the courthouse. They meet in the commissioner's room and elected a new slate of officers this year. I think Jim Hawks was elected. He replaced Vince Dugan as their president. Vince was sort of the first guy to kick that office off. If the board made their appointments, their four-year appointments that are staggered, and so they come, I think some of them are every 2 years and by design. Kirk Olson was elected vice president. Pat Keenan had previously held that position. And then I think Mike Steele remained on as treasurer. I think everybody appreciated the job that Mike did. And, you know, that's dedication when you take on a job like treasurer or something on a committee or a board like that. So thank to him. And then Ty, goodness, I'm losing his name right now, works for Nebraska Public Power, I think, but gentleman replaced Kim Schroll as the secretary of the board. So look forward to meeting with them. I had a call from Jim Hawks yesterday. We had agreed that probably in the next week or two we'll be setting up a meeting between all of the entities involved, the county, the Inland Port, maybe the Development Corporation, and see if we can get our heads together and see how we can sort of get those projects moving forward and just make sure that everybody in the transition realizes where the process is at right now and kind of get everybody, that new leadership team, if you will, with the Inland Port up to date. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like this is, it's obviously always a good year here in Lincoln County, but there's a lot to look forward to in 2025, isn't there?
You know, 2025, I think, is going to be a great year. I have been optimistic, and I continue to be optimistic, but there are so many good things happening. I think I'd mentioned before, I'm just wanting to see that sign change from under 25,000 and get it to 25,001. And so I think hopefully this next census that we have will be at that point. But so many great things happening in North Platte. I mean, you look at the number of new businesses and industries, just go up and down the street. If I'm not mistaken, Chick-fil-A may have had Chick-fil-A? Is that the one that just opened, or what was it?
Chick-fil-A is going to open in about a month or two.
Okay, might have had a soft opening or something, yeah.
The sign's up, and it looks like it's pretty dang close to being ready to go. I did see, I think, February is when they're trying to open
super,
that up. But
so, a lot of new places, some new businesses coming into town, and I think that's only going to continue to increase. We look at the number of housing units coming on the market, apartment units. Those are positive things and nice things to see.
A lot of new projects, you can tell. Obviously, right on, I think it's on Jeffers, the addition to Great Plains Health, that's coming along really well, along with
that physical, yeah.
The rec centers and... are there
Cody Park, pool area? That
lots to look forward to in 2025,
there,
sir.
It absolutely is.
Fantastic. Well, kind of recapping yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, anything else you have for our listeners about yesterday's meeting or what's going on with the commissioners or anything on the latest in Lincoln County?
Well, you know, other than a couple of mundane. We follow the federal and state holidays, and so the state of Nebraska followed the federal government, and Wednesday being a federal holiday, a state holiday, Lincoln County piggybacks onto the state policies. That will be closed for President Jimmy Carter's funeral service for those that would like to attend. There will be, however, the courts will be open, as I understand, at least part of the courts. Those elected this term will have their swearing in on Wednesday morning, I believe at 11:30. I believe Judge Piccolo is coming in to do that. I think there are two members, I believe, from the Weed Authority. And, you know, this is sort of the off year as far as county officials elections, but it was nice enough, and because officially on the 8th at 11:59, our current office ceases, and so we would need to get sworn in for that coming year. Yeah.
And I'm assuming, actually, now that I look at the calendar for January, you guys would not meet on MLK Day, correct?
We do not meet on Martin Luther King Day.
Okay, so that will put that day will push it back.
Next week will be our reorganizational meeting. We'll be electing a new chairman and vice chairman, or chair and vice chair, and getting our different committee assignments. I think that the committee assignments may very well be that following week, when whoever the new chairperson is decides what assignments they're going to make to the various boards. So, yeah, good things coming up, reorganization, and look for positive things this coming year.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of housekeeping items and things to kind of set you up for the year for coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Well, Commissioner Hughley, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, go Big Red. How about those Huskers?
Yeah,
my goodness, doesn't matter whether you're talking bowling, basketball.
We haven't talked the bowl game yet.
I know. Yeah, something.
Yeah, got the win, and I watched the basketball team on Saturday beat number 15 in Lincoln, UCLA, so that was good, and Husker sports are going up, 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 and up.
They are. We always have a great rifle team, a shooting team. I mean, there are a lot of those sports that kind of go unmentioned that we're year after year after year in the top four or five. So
women's bowling too. That's a powerhouse. I think the media covers hammers football so much and volleyball and the basketballs and wrestling's usually pretty good. Some of those sports
football,
that
that gives me a chance to put in my negative plug for the God bless them on the NIL. But when you look at people going for $6 and $7 million to stay in and play college football, maybe go to another school, I'm not sure that was really the intent of when that whole thing started out. Goodness gracious, it's becoming a professional sport. And, you look at some of the teams that were in the bowls, and they lose their number one quarterback because he decides to go into that transfer portal
and
have their big bowl game. You know, I really liked seeing when the loyalty was to the school. You devoted 4 or 5 years of your life. You got a great education and become part of the institution. But we're seeing those days kind of slip away, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and even, 10, 15 years ago, you'd have guys come into the program and be like, I'm Huskers for life,
Right.
And now it's, I'm Huskers for a season.
That's right. And so, I can't blame them. It's a change the way things were done. I think that there probably needs to be some modifications to the way it is now when we look at the amount of money that's going into some of those things. So hopefully the NCAA will take a look at that, and if there are some guidelines or some changes to be made, I hope that they make those for the betterment of college football.
Yeah, and obviously with that, piggybacking off your comment, you have to blame the NCAA on some of that, because if you're an 18, 19-year-old kid and you're being offered seven figures,
hey, I know where I'm going.
That's life-changing money, not just for yourself, but it could be for your family, people that, guys that don't come from, wealthy families, that can change an entire family's lifestyle.
Medical bills, your family, your mom and dad. I mean,
so you can't blame these kids for doing that.
Absolutely.
So, but hopefully there's, they can kind of reel it all in and try and get this thing figured out where we get to see kids.
Jack, I was going to ask if you got a call on that special teams coach. I see that opened up. I see we're losing our special teams coach.
Yeah.
Did they call you on that position, or have you heard anything?
My voicemail box is still empty.
Stay by it. It might not be too late.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. New special teams coach on you always hate to see somebody lose their job, but that's kind of how it is. Sometimes it can be a harsh business in college coaching.
It is, and there's a lot of expectations, a lot of money, and it is tough. But one thing about it, they go into those jobs knowing that, and so God bless them. But it's sort of, I think, part of the mindset when you go into a job, you might want to be there 10, 15, 20 years, but you also know that you're to the whim of the head coach and the athletic director, and you might only be a season or two. So
yeah, but once you get to that level of the ranks in Nebraska, it's not horribly difficult to find another job another program.
You're right.
So I guess that's kind of the on the bright side for Coach Ed Foley. So 8:27 a.m. Commissioner Hughley, we'd like to thank you for coming on the airwaves this morning. We appreciate your time as always, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Well, hopefully we'll be speaking with somebody else next week.
Okay.
Because our reorganizational meeting, I don't know who will be elected chair, but really been a pleasure, Jack, this last year working with you. And thank you for the opportunity to let the board share some of their happenings to the listeners. So thank you, my friend. Have a great 2025.